Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. So I do. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of. You know, it's tough when you're sitting here, or, I mean, it's not the hardest job in the world, don't get me wrong, but it's tough when you're sitting here to make sure that you don't go overboard with things, like the COVID virus thing. I mean, you're getting this 24-7 on every station that actually has a pulse, and it depends on the side of the issue on as to what you're going to hear about, right? But there's so many other things going on. Did you guys hear about the blurry picture today from North Korea? They found little Kim, or supposedly he was at some ribbon-cutting ceremony. First time he's been out for 20 days. You think they had him quarantined someplace in a sealed room with filtered air? I don't know. And then some of you, I don't know if you heard, they had the Orange County beaches were shut down. Orange County, California. Or are being shut down, if you would. The sheriff has said that he will not enforce any illegal orders from the governor. Because it's a little bit, like he said, it's a little bit more than you just saying, shut down the beaches. There's a lot more to it. And it ain't that easy. So, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. And if you don't think that there's a tad bit of a fight going on, a religious fight, a religious persecution, a religious whatever, animosity, then you're wrong. You're just flat out wrong. Right? Communion was banned in Knoxville, Tennessee, in its churches. Why? Have you ever seen one of those communion cups nowadays? I mean, it's a lot different than it was when I was a kid. They have this little sealed juice cup, and above the little sealed juice cup is the little wafer, the host, as some of us call it, and that's sealed in a piece of plastic. So they hand you the cup with the little plastic seal on it, and you open up the seal, and you touch the host, you put it in your mouth, and then you peel back the cover, and you take the drink of grape juice that represents the wine. How is that dangerous to anybody? There's good news and bizarre news is for Christians who live in Knoxville, Tennessee. The government will allow you to return to your church house on May 1st, but there's a number of rules and regulations and hoops you have to jump through before they'll let the sermon begin. City and County leaders released a lengthy list of guidelines. Oh, my God, they must have got a list from Governor Nuisance out here. Governor Nuisance. For church members and pastors. Now, you got to be really curious about an edict from the government leaders banning what we in the Christian faith call the Lord's Supper, right? It's a physical taking of communion. It's a sacrament that shouldn't be performed due to the serial break of physical distancing. Somebody has to get within 6 feet of you to hand it to you. Now, when I go to the fast food joint, they're within 6 feet of me. That's okay. So getting the hamburger or cheeseburger to clog my arteries up is fine. But taking what I believe to be life-giving juice in the wafer is not acceptable. The health department recommended that the Baptist, Methodist, and Catholics consider guiding parishioners in how to connect with the spiritual aspects of these practices during this phase in life. My God. You know, what are these people, these atheists, these agnostics, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand how important this stuff is to us. And because they don't believe in it, remember, we were talking about this the other night, because they don't believe in it, they figure it's hooey, it's bunk, right? It's a whole bunch of witchcraft stuff, doesn't make any sense to them, so therefore it can't be true and it can't be real. And then you're just ignorant and of a lower class because you believe it to be real. You poor, misguided person, you. City of Knoxville also told churches to remove communal items like hymnals and Bibles. Yeah, you don't need those either. Get rid of those. Singing is discouraged. I can't stand it. As it's thought to be an activity that expels significantly more virus than talking. No offering plates. No. We don't want you giving money to church help. Think of everything it says. Right? I mean, everything they're talking about are all the things that are close and dear to us. It's part of our scripture. It's part of what we're supposed to do. If you must, please use a donation box instead of the plate. Now, here's the government telling a church how to operate, which is exactly what it's not supposed to do, which is exactly what our founding fathers did not want. Very clear that that's not what they wanted. And it's flat out forbidden for anyone to extend the right hand of Christian fellowship and agree one another with a holy kiss. Treat every parishioner and employee as if they are potentially infected. There you go. I'm going to walk up to one of my brothers and sisters in Christ figuring they're trying to kill me with their virus, right? These people have no concept of what faith is about. Joe Messina, your host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. You're going to love it. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'll have to look it up and find out what that means someday. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're back at it. It's that time of the weekend, or week, coming up on the weekend, whatever. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me as he does all the time. I always appreciate the time he spends kicking off the weekend with us. Xander, how you doing?
I am doing wonderfully, Joe. How is the world with you? This lockdown lunacy.
Lockdown? Listen, I get locked into the studio all day anyhow, so it's not like I don't even know when the sun's up or down or anything else. I mean, there could be a tornado going through here, and I wouldn't know it. But whatever.
Let me let you out for bathroom paper.
No, there's a hole at the bottom of the door, and
she slides the plate through.
I slide the pan out. She slides in food. It just works out really well. She doesn't have to deal with it.
Do you hear her coming down the stairs to the basement, and you sit poised by the hatch.
There you go.
Ready to pounce on the food. I knew it.
Hey, you know, a lot of excitement going on, but you got more excitement going on than anybody else I know.
Yeah.
The,
Put your clothes back on, Joe. It's not appropriate during the show.
That pole dancer is after you, the with the one with the creepy porn lawyer. Yeah, what did you do to Stormy Daniels? She's such a nice young lady.
Well, she's wonderful. She started stalking me. Now, as you know, this story kind of resurfaced this week because, you know, she denied that this had happened. And I kind of, I don't know, I don't believe it happened. There's so much kind of misinformation and disinformation and lies surrounding it. So someone on Twitter, because I'm back on Twitter, I'll tell you more about that later, basically shared stuff about this again, because obviously the Democrats have got no hope of winning again, so they want to dredge up as much old dirt or perceived dirt. Sorry, I'm not calling you old dirt. You're just dirt. So basically, I shared the story of where she'd recanted. So within an hour today, she responded to me and said, you're too stupid to check the date, and posted an article from over 2 years ago. This contained a BS statement written by Cohen, and what finally made me come forward, apart from the money and all the endorsements that I was offered, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, a month later with my real story. Now you can weep. So I'll paraphrase my response because, you know, we have sponsors and stuff. I said, stupid. Oh, Stephanie, the truth is not subject to expiration. LOL. I wouldn't waste other things on you. Let alone tears. I put, I believe Trump. Why would he go out for hamburgers when he has prime steak at home? You were used. You were a pawn. A porn pawn. There you go. Try saying that when you've had
no,
a
okay.
porn pawn. There you go. So I'm being stalked by Stormy Daniels, a.k.a. Stephanie something or other.
Right.
And I think it's hilarious. I mean, why is she stooping to stalking gay men that support Donald Trump?
You know what? She's been, well, you already know this. She's been off for quite some time to begin with. So it's not like, I mean, how do you not see creepy porn lawyer for what he was? What he is, still is, hasn't changed. You know, seriously.
I wonder if she's writing to him in jail. That's what I really kind of want to know.
So since we're going down the road of lunacy
here,
right? No, seriously, you'll love this one, okay? So the WHO has decided that government should restrict alcohol during the coronavirus lockdown, and they're looking for support from the U.S. How do you think Pelosi's going to deal with that?
Right. Lots of vodka in stock and
Nancy,
gourmet ice cream.
No booze while this is going on, because, you know, you can really
We can't go back to prohibition. will I be able to get double of my medication? Will I still be able to take my pills? And I want some more dental fixatives.
You know something?
Isn't it a worry that party is run by such buffoons?
No, it's a worry. It's not a wonder, though. You know, Schumer, Sheila. I mean, here's their A team, right? Think about that: Pelosi, Schumer, Jackson. Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, right? I mean, they've put Maxine Waters on the committee that's going to oversee how the COVID money is going out to businesses. Maxine Waters.
Well, she has financial experience because, you know, her husband owns a bank that mostly caters to African Americans. No, we're not saying that anymore, are we? Black folks. And she's changed rules in her state, in her area, in her district or whatever to actually benefit his banking.
Oh, yeah.
Which of course, is concerning. So, no. And then they've got that, what's his name, Bug Eye Schiff, you know.
Oh.
I mean, he looks like a nervous Nelly, doesn't he? You know, you just have to clap behind him and he jumps out of his skin.
Oh, my God.
You know, he seems like that kind of person.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to be nice about it. Anyway, so, yeah, he is...
Why?
He definitely looks, well, because he looks like, how do I say this in a clean way? He constantly looks like he's going through one of those back-end tests at the doctor, if you know what I'm saying. You know, it's just, he's constantly in a wonderment and trying to figure out what's going on around him. But, yeah, and they voted him back in. He's got like an 80% approval rating in California. So I've got to believe it's something in the air. That they're pumping something out on a regular basis. You got guys like Newsom out there. Now he keeps yelling at guys like me saying, "Why don't you listen to science?" And I'm going, "You're the moron. You're closing beaches down." First of all, let's just talk about the COVID virus for a second. I know everybody hates it, but so you don't want people at beaches because you don't want them to spread the disease. However, you're 20% more likely or 20 times more likely to get the disease inside with your buddies because the stuff lives for days on top of surfaces. It doesn't live very long out in the sun. It doesn't transmit well through the air. I'm sorry, what science are you listening to? The science fiction? What science are you listening to?
Dr. Sandra Gibb of the Gibb Institute, it can only last for a maximum of 72 hours. You know, so people were getting their groceries in the house and leaving the things that were packaged. You know, obviously frozen stuff, you can't leave it for 72 hours. But they were leaving it for 72 hours and then just kind of putting it in the cupboard because if the virus is on stuff. I mean, when are we going to be able to admit, Joe, this is just really such a gross overreaction? I mean, my hands are raw from sanitizer. I'm bored with it.
All right, we got to go for a break. Go sanitize your hands. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. And so always, I love having him on, too. Always a pleasure to have him on with me. And look, guys, you know, he's on. You want to check out his podcast. It is live from jolly old England. You know, and he's giving you an idea from a perspective from what's going on in Europe as to how they see us. Not a bad thing to do. Anyway, we'll be back. More with Andrew Gibb after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened.
And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personal complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know what? I know you don't come here for me, seriously, but head up to the website. Make sure we've got, you've got your name in there so we can send you an email once a week, but let's get back at it. We're back at it with Xander Gibb. Always love the time that he spent. And I know you guys look forward to it, too, because I get to. I just got to say this again. I love you people. I really do. I love my listeners, but would you please stop sending me emails? Ask me if Xander's going to be on. I have a website. Just in case you haven't heard it in the last 11 years, it's called TheRealSide.com. If you head over there, you will see that he's on the list, and he is on tonight, okay, or on today, or on, you know, whenever that day is that he's on for you, it's on the website. I just thought I'd let you know. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, but you know, we were talking about in the first segment, we were talking about the creepy porn lawyer and what's going on around us and the COVID this and the COVID that. You know, here's what we come down to. Right? If you go outside without a mask on, especially in L.A., they'll toss you in jail. All right? But if you're already in jail, they'll let you out because they're afraid you're going to get the virus. Only Democrats could come up with that, couldn't they? I mean, think about it.
They're going to they were supposedly deciding today if they were going to put Roger Stone Jr. into jail. You know, this 67-year-old guy with health conditions. But they've just, you know, kicked out mass murderers.
they're making room for him.
And all of this. Yeah. And so, you know, certain large grocery stores are allowed to be open. You know, and I would think that if you've got 100 people in that store, it's a little bit more worrying than one or two in a small mom-and-pop store on the corner. Joe, I'm so tired of this. This is the biggest con on the planet since I don't know why. I'm not saying the virus doesn't exist because I appreciate that it does, but it's been elevated to a pandemic status when I don't think it's really worse, much worse than the flu.
Right.
You, really?
No, I'm totally with you on this. I don't understand how this guy, look, when you look at the actual numbers, okay, we're hearing from these boneheads the governor of Virginia says they're at a 7% rate for death. No, they're not. First of all, and again, I didn't want to beat this up, but think about this. Everything is being attributed to COVID when it comes to deaths here in this country, in the United States. Okay? And the doctors have been told, if you can't definitively tell what they died from, then it's COVID.
Period. End of discussion. Right. So for all intents and purposes, we have conquered cancer. We have conquered heart disease.
Yeah.
We have conquered diabetes, right? I mean, let's go through the whole list because nobody's dying of those things anymore. Everybody's dying of COVID.
Well, in 2020, in the UK and in the United States to date, not one person has died from natural causes. And I find that alone...
A little off.
yeah, very hard to believe. Really
do. I don't know, Xander. I'm not trying to be to be that guy, but this is just ridiculous.
No.
You know?
No, I mean, we're not conspiracy theorists, but sometimes you have to say, that's a little bit odd.
That's a tad off. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little bit off, Joe. It really is, you know.
My God.
It's just not right. It's not.
So let's come back to, I'd love to say let's come back to reality. The problem is that I live in California. There is no reality here. Not real reality anyway. You know, I look at Governor Newsom and some of the stuff that he's doing up and down the state.
Nuisance.
There you go. I'm right. I have a term for him, but I don't think I can say it on the air. So we'll just leave it alone for now. But seriously, the man, he comes out today and he says, I want all schools open up in July. But I want six foot spaces kept between the desks. I mean, the teachers have a hard enough job. So let's start off there. Number two is, you're really going to keep those kids away from each other out in the quad and out in the buildings and, you know, out and around?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to keep them away from each other. Those kids are not all going to wear masks. It's just not going to happen. What are you going to run around like the Gestapo and you're going to start writing them up, sending them home, doing whatever? And then I want you to think about the last thing here is you set those desks 6 feet apart. Now you've got a class of 30 kids, and what are you going to have, three classes for every one, you know, three segments of a class for every one class so you can get all the kids in there? How's it going to work? He doesn't think anything through.
How is that possible, Dan?
That's what I mean. You can't do it. It's a logistical impossibility. You'd have to have school go from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and it'd have to be going 12 months out of the year. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. Well, they've gone back to school in Denmark, apparently, and a lot of places have held off because they don't want, like, an upswing in the number of deaths and the number of new infections. But here's the thing, and I keep saying this on every show I go on, how can we say whether there's been an upswing or not when the figures are so inconclusive?
I don't know. Right. And they're not real. And I don't mean like the numbers of people dying aren't real. I mean the reason that people are dying are not real.
Right.
And that's really what's making me nuts, you know? I don't want to keep talking about this, but it's really funny. You and I talked about it during the break. It's kind of hard to get away from because even if I said to you, hey, I went down to the store the other day. And they had no toilet paper. And you go, well, Joe, why don't they have any toilet paper? Because of that stupid virus thingy. Right? But we were so excited. We ordered toilet paper from Walmart online. Right? Because you can't find it in the store. And I find...
Free adverts for Walmart.
Yeah,
though.
I know. Well, they'll send me a check. You go to the different stores, and you can't find it anywhere. And then you ask the girl at the cashier, so it's like, hey, when does the toilet paper come in? You know, like it's gold bullion coming in the back door, right? Well, we have it on Thursday mornings, and we open a store at 7, and by 8:30 it's gone. So if you're going to get here, you better get here at 6. I'm not getting up at 6 for toilet paper. I got old shirts I can use, you know what I'm saying? But we'll get past that for a minute. But so... We get the Walmart, it dropped off, you know, three cases of toilet paper by the front door. You would think that the guy from Publishers Clearinghouse showed up at the front door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Look what they've done to us.
I received a package today. It was a camera stand. And basically, the guy knocked on the door, so I got myself in the door. I opened the door. He was standing at the end of the drive. I'm like, how am I supposed to lift that inside from my wheelchair? So he's like, well, if you go backward, I will put it in. And then I'm like, yeah, okay. Really. I mean, there's social distancing and there's idiocy. And this quite clearly is a case of idiocy. Because if you're saying, oh, you know, we can only leave it at the door. How am I then supposed to get that large package in and wheel my wheelchair as well? You know, there's no logic in it.
No.
And, you know, when they delivered my groceries today as well, and they leave them all, like, the door is open, and I say, oh, can you put them behind the door? That, to me, means behind the door, like at the back of the door. So, I there's no logic in leaving them in the doorway, because I can't close the door, and I can't get them behind to move them. So, you know, the coronavirus is obviously rotting people's brain cells, too, but no one can say, really. I mean, is it symptomatic of coronavirus? Is stupidity a symptom?
Yeah.
If it is, you
apparently,
know.
Apparently it is.
I'm astounded. I really am.
I am, too. It's beyond me. Beyond me when I think about this stuff. So, anyway, I know. I have to stop. Sorry. But where was I? I lost my train of thought because you're going through that stuff, and I'm saying to myself, it's like you can't get away from this. Restaurants are going to reopen.
No.
Texas restaurants are reopening. But you know, we don't hear every little thing, and that's the sad part. We should hear more of every little thing. But in Texas, they can reopen. However, they can only reopen with 25% of the tables they had before they shut down. Gee, thank you. Right? Well, I mean...
But hasn't enough of business been destroyed? There are some businesses in the food industry that will never be able to be reopened again. They'll never have the money to buy the food again.
Yeah,
because you know,
right,
they've had to live on the money that they have got. And a lot of these, I don't know about in America, but the stimulus checks that people are getting here, they're not gifts. They're loans. You know, they're money that you've got to pay back.
Yeah.
So how are people supposed to ever get on their feet? But I think an element of this should give us a glimpse into why nobody should ever vote for liberals again, because this is what it, no, this is a glimpse into what socialism is like. You know, going to have to go and stand on line to get food, you know, all of these other things. It's a little glimpse into what socialism is like. So let that be a lesson to you liberals, especially you liberals in New York.
Oh, they,
you know, when
they're
you vote
loving
for Bill D. Blasardio.
Oh yeah.
Just remember,
you're half Jewish. We got to talk about that on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Don't go away. People, don't go away. You're gonna love the conversation coming up. You listen to The Real Side. We're back at it again with our half Jewish friend.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I know you enjoy this guy as much as I do. And just sit tight and enjoy. We're back at it again with our half-Jewish friend, Xander Gibb. Always a pleasure to have Xander. He helps us kick off the weekend. You know, Xander, I got a little heat this week because I kept saying, I have no sympathy for you people in Chicago. I have no sympathy for you people, even in California, New York. I went down a list, and I said, you keep voting these boneheads in. Because you're so afraid of Republicans that you're going to vote for somebody who's willing to take you out financially and every other way. Now you got Di Blasardo, as you call him, affectionately call him, out of New York City. And first he went after the Christians, and now he's going after the Jews, and he can't figure out why they're so upset. Right? Think about how brain dead this guy is.
Yeah. Can I just clarify, when you say affectionally, that does that mean I want to punch to a pulp?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
It doesn't. I'm joking. You know, I don't. I don't agree with that.
No, he's
but let
not
me,
that.
Let me clarify something for you. I'm not half Jewish. I'm fully Jewish. My mother is Jewish. My mother was born Jewish. And if you're Jewish, and if your mother is Jewish, you are Jewish by birth. But I am a Christian.
By choice.
Because I'm saved by the cleansing blood of Jesus. And I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And so therefore I am a Christian. Not a Jew for Jesus. Not a Jew, but I am a Christian.
Yeah, don't they technically?
I outed myself on your show.
You're constantly used as, you know, outing yourself, and but technically, all right. Technically, what they refer to people who were Jewish, and the Jews may not agree with this, but it's just a term some people understand, is when you're Jewish and you become a Christian, they say you're a completed Jew, is the way they refer to it, which I think is kind of interesting. You know, I've had rabbis on that are Christians, but they consider themselves rabbis, you know, and which is basically people, you know, we could probably do 3 hours on this one, but you know, rabbi just really means teacher, does it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. I mean, from the Hebrew Rabboni.
Right. Rabboni. But is that like an Italian jaboni? No, not the same probably. Okay, never mind.
No, anyhow. Same but different.
But yeah, listen, it's my show, by the way. How do the Jews, I don't understand how they can vote for him. People that just don't like them. Actually hate them.
I don't. When you think about his actions this last week, you know, it was Ramadan, so he was giving free food away to Muslims. And I'm all for giving, you know, but why are you not giving it to Christians and Jews too? Why make this? You know, why did he give $10 million to Linda Sarsour for her? You know, I actually classify her as a terrorist. But, you know, agree or disagree, when you're calling for jihad on the President of the United States, whoever that might be, you know, even if she said this about Barack Obama, if someone had said, I want a jihad on Barack Obama as the President of the United States, I would say that's the actions of a terrorist. So why is Bill Di Blasardo giving her $10 million? And you can go and check this online. It's all true. I wonder why this man is so anti-Jewish. And I think I'm talking about Blasardo. I wonder if he's going to pull a Bloomberg and get it so he does another term of office. I mean, he's done such a bad job being the mayor of New York City, and so to give him another term of office, to allow him to destroy it further, to allow his wife to lose money. I mean, why is there no investigation about that, Joe? Why is there no investigation about this?
Because he's a Democrat. Because he's a Democrat.
Well, it's disgusting.
Come on. Say it with me. He's a Democrat. I mean, think about something. Look at Joe Biden. Right? Here you have somebody, he sexually assaulted this woman. I mean, I realize he hasn't been through a court yet, but I mean, if you think about it, she has 5 witnesses to the event. People knew that was what was going on then. She filed a report. Joe came out this morning and said, no, I'm innocent of all that, but I won't release the papers that can actually probably clear me. You know, that's because it's nobody else's business. And yet, Nancy Pelosi says she believes, she actually called Tara a liar, but de Blasio Ford was telling the truth just because she said so.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
How much crap do you have to smoke?
But now the Me Too hashtag on Twitter is now Me Too unless you're accusing a Democrat. And to me, we have to get rid of Me Too altogether, because either we believe all women that claim they were sexually assaulted, and let's face it, some women have lied about being sexually assaulted,
true.
Or we don't believe any of them without truth. But you see, the concern for me is when somebody accuses someone of sexual assault and can't prove it, or rape, you know, the concern is that people think there's no smoke without fire. And obviously that's not true, because, you know, I've hired smoke machines for videos. pop videos, I just sort of better throw that in.
Yeah.
But so ultimately, the reputation of someone can be damaged if it cannot be proven. So ultimately, we need to get our kind of guideline straight as to whether we are believing everybody or we're not, because it shouldn't make any difference whether the accusation is about a Democrat or a Republican. Let's get a clear consensus about what we're saying to see where we go from there, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that I think that they keep blaming us or yelling at us because they want us to follow science. I find it interesting, though, that they won't follow science. You know, go all the way back to, I'm not trying to beat this to death, but go all the way back to global climate, cooling, warming changes, whatever they're calling it these days. Go all the way back to that. And if you think about it, we should have been dead in, what, 78? And then again in 82? And then again in 87? And, I mean, it just, it's like the doctor. I asked the question tonight. If you keep going to this doctor that tells you you're dying of cancer in 7 months, and then 6 months later you're fine, you see him and goes, oh, yeah, okay, I was a little off. You got about, you got 18 months, okay? And he's telling you that for 30 years. Who's the bigger fool?
So who was it? Was it Dukakis or somebody saying that by 1995 that New York would be underwater?
Yeah, under 60 feet of water. You wouldn't be able to inhabit the first few floors of a building. It'd be like Venice, Italy. I'm going, okay, why hasn't anybody called them out on that? Why hasn't anybody, you know, held their feet to the fire?
Because they are Democrats.
Yes, I got it.
We have to start holding everybody in America. All politicians need to be held to the same standard. And, you know, I include Donald Trump in that. You know, if there are things that he does that are not appropriate, not right, not fair, good enough for his oath of office, then I will be calling him out on them too, because I think it's important to hold the same standards to both sides of the aisle.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not here to be like Joe. I'm here to make a difference. And I'm hated equally by the left and the right. So,
yeah, well, actually,
so I must be doing something right.
You've crossed over. The porn industry hates you now or something like that.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, I know. I'm never going to be able to sell another porn movie again.
God. But, I mean, I love all these people just consistently trying to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I find it, you know, to your point about the Me Too movement, and it's the Democrats that really bring ridicule to it. It's the Democrats that have brought ridicule, to the words like racism and what have you. They don't really mean it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, their actions show totally different. I think you know about the Katie Hill story here in my area, and you know now she started this pact that helps young ladies get involved in politics. And I'm thinking, boy, you really didn't treat the young lady you were having an affair with or having relations with very well. She was petrified of you. How does that play out in the Me Too movement? Hypocrites. They're just hypocrites. I don't know.
I feel most sorry for the goat.
You know, you had said it. We were talking about this before we got started, and I said, you know, I didn't. Her sexual preferences and whatever she wanted to do was okay. Well, that's you. That's fine. You do what you want to do, but don't tell me as you're bullying and belittling your. I don't even know in a trouble. Is it your wife? Is it your girlfriend? Is it your other lover? I don't even know what you'd call her. You're belittling this person. It's in text all over the place. She's afraid of you. And yet you're a champion for Me Too?
Yeah.
Like Hillary Clinton, who victim-shamed everybody her husband raped or sexually assaulted? These people, this is a habit of theirs, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because this week Hillary Clinton was speaking out in support of the victims of sexual abuse. But, you know, I'm surprised she didn't add a caveat to say except the ones that have accused Bill. Because when you think about, you know, just let's take one example. The way she treated Juanita Broderick. You know, I've spoken to Juanita privately about her experiences. And she felt like she was going to be killed.
Wow.
You know, she felt she was going to end up dead.
Right.
And so don't tell me, Hillary, that you now support those that are subjected to rape and sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Because why didn't you back then?
Yep.
You know, when your husband was out there, you know, raping and sexually
well, they wanted
people.
It.
Well, I'm not even going to say allegedly. Sue me.
Yeah, they wanted it. Don't you know that? They were gold diggers. They were, you know, remember what she called them? She had all kinds of beautiful names for them, you know. It was terrible. It was disgusting, right. You know.
But God forbid, what if someone had raped her daughter? How would she have felt about that? Would her daughter have been asking for it? Would she have been wanting it?
Yeah, I wonder.
Do you see the double standard I'm highlighting here?
Please, yes.
Please don't.
XanderGibb.com. You want to find him at XanderGibb.com. He's doing a show every day. Check it out with him. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side with Joe Messina.